In 2006, Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory inaugurated their Peregrine Watch program. Staff and volunteers set up shop in Duluth's Lake Place Park downtown. A couple of spotting scopes trained on the Peregrine Falcon box, and lots of photos and other information that they shared with passersby. A regular cadre of people who work or live downtown started checking on the birds every day, and tourists and others stopped to see the birds as well. That year, the banders managed to grab the unbanded female when she attacked one of them. They banded her and named her Amy. The unbanded male, more wisely or less committed to defending his young, has never been caught. Even today, in 2015, he maintains his mysterious stranger mystique. Then in 2011, Amy did not return. No one knows what happened to her. Amy's mate returned in 2011, but it's impossible without a soap opera soundtrack to guess whether he was devastated from grief, didn't notice her absence at all, or felt something in between. But we do know that a 7-year-old female banded in Ontario as a nestling in 2004 showed up, and our mysterious stranger accepted her as a mate. This female was simply called B8 by the people who banded her. The people at Peregrine Watch started calling her Jenna. She and our mysterious stranger male raised 2 chicks that year. In 2012, spring arrived early enough that Jenna and our mysterious stranger started the nest 2 full weeks ahead of schedule. By the time the banders arrived, the 4 chicks were too old to be banded without risking them jumping prematurely from the nest. In 2013, Jenna produced 4 eggs, but 1 did not hatch. And in 2014, 3 of their eggs didn't hatch. We have no idea whatsoever why half their eggs did not hatch those 2 years. The wet, cold weather both times may have made hunting poor or kept Jenna off the nest too much, or our mysterious stranger may be reaching the end of his reproductive peak and some of his sperm may no longer be viable. Then again, it's possible that Jenna is producing infertile eggs. This male is, at a minimum, 15 years old now and could be older. We do know that Jenna is 11 years old this year. We had much more favorable conditions for nesting in 2015, and Jenna and our mysterious stranger appeared right on schedule. But in a sad plot twist worthy of the finest TV soap, another male turned up too, a young guy still approaching his prime who had been banded as a nestling in Cloquet 2 years ago. Without a soap opera's musical soundtrack, we cannot guess what Jenna thought about all this. Whatever she was thinking, she and the new kid on the block set up housekeeping on a different nest box further west on Duluth's Torrey building. Her own fertility is still a question mark. She produced 4 eggs, but again, only 2 hatched. Both males have been hanging around all summer. Our trusty old mysterious stranger seems mystified by the turn of events. He's been seen by many people circling over downtown carrying food and calling. And even now, she's been seen flying up and accepting his gifts. But then she carries them off to her new nest, and he flies back to the old nest on the Gracelyn building alone. When this year's 2 chicks were banded, no blood samples were taken, so we don't know if the new young male fathered both of them or whether Jenna was also engaging in a bit of hanky-panky with a reliable old mysterious stranger. Like the best of soap operas, the continuing saga of Duluth's Peregrine Falcons has no ending in sight. Our mysterious stranger male is so far the only character who has been part of the storyline from the start. His pivotal role in our local soap will eventually come to an end. But as long as Peregrine Falcons continue to fly in Minnesota, this is one soap opera that will go on and on. And the offspring our mysterious stranger has produced will live on to ensure more soap opera storylines well into the future. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.